Hi guys, it's your girl Oyenda.
And it's your boy Sam.
And you're listening to
Alien Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. It's your girl Oyenda, and I have with me
Sam, as always. How you guys doing? Hope you had a lovely week. It's good to be back.
As usual, it's good to be back again. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. Happy Friday. How you doing? Let's go.
How are you guys doing? Hope you guys had an amazing week. It was pretty stressful in terms of work for me. Sam, what about you?
Yeah, likewise, to be honest. Like, a lot of work.
I don't know. For some reason, this week has been so intense.
Yeah, I mean, quite manic for me, you know, like a lot of work, you know, to be honest. But it's not unusual for me. I mean, like, year end comes with that, so yeah. But yeah, would see it through for sure, as always.
Yeah, we will. We don't have a choice.
Yeah, I wish I did though. I wish I did.
Okay, guys. So on this week, we're just gonna go straight right into it. This week on Let's Get Trending, we have some interesting things to discuss with you. But first, before I go into details, I'm just going to talk about my own personal experience this week, guys. Something that you guys can all learn from. So this, to me, this to me should trend to you guys. So, guys, I wanted to order pizza, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I already called the pizza place. I'm not going to say their name. I already called the pizza place and everything. I got everything sorted out. So I was just waiting to receive my order, right? So this guy came like 25 minutes later. You know, he knocked at the door and I opened it. So I took my wallet with me and I was going to pay for the pizza. So I hadn't even taken out my... This guy was like... He wasn't even so close to me. I was standing by the door. I opened it. He was still like standing... How many meters would I say? He wasn't close to me at all, guys. And I hadn't...
Like, an arm's length?
Yeah. And I hadn't even taken out my card to pay.
Okay, your card.
No, I still had my wallet with me. It was in my hand. I didn't take it out. And the moment he just stepped close to me, there was a beep. So I was asking him, what beeped? He was trying to hide it, guys. I don't know what he did to... I think he must have messed with the POS. The POS automatically tapped one of my cards in my wallet and charged that means he would have like taken the money twice. Or I don't even know what he was doing. He had like, I don't know, it just really, and it was, the guy was Indian. I'm not trying to say anything about Indian people. Yo, it gave me this crazy impression. I'm like, what the heck? Like, are you a hacker or something? Like, no, he was not trying to...
Wait, back up. Wait, I just want to understand. So first, the charge, was it that charge that beeped, right, from the POS, yeah? Was it the amount for the pizza or a different amount?
So it was the amount for the pizza plus a tip that I didn't even give.
Oh.
Guys, please be careful. Which made me think, like, wow. Do you know, if he didn't come close to me to, you know, tap my card and he was able to do it, all they need to do is just put, like, walk past people. And if they have their wallet in hand or anything, they could get people's money. And it might not even be for a pizza or anything. It might be for one, maybe business. So you just notice that there's like a charge on your card and you don't know what it's for. Right?
It's crazy actually. But ultimately, just so you know, ultimately, if you get charged for something you did not approve,
you can dispute it.
Yeah, exactly. You can dispute it. Yeah,
I know, for sure. But I mean, it's, even if you dispute it, it's none of their business. They've still taken their money. Disputing is you disputing that transaction, and then the bank then does like a refund. There's like a review time, 3 to 5 business days thereabouts. I've worked in a financial institution, so guys, there's a review period. They will review if it's something that they're going to give back to you.
Yes,
and then they'll advise that you decline that card immediately with immediate effect, and they give you a new one.
That is correct. But I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, there's a recourse. I mean, it's not all undone. Yeah, like if that eventually happens to you, right? So it's not, you know, for me, what you just said just even made me remember, you know, I've lost my wallet once, and... Mm-hmm. Like I had my US card, I had so I had a Nigerian USD card, right? I had a Canadian USD the card. So, I mean, the following morning, I just started getting a letter. In fact, I got a call because the person tried to tap my US. It was the person used all the cards. Yeah, all my cards.
Wow.
Nigerian, all the cards. So I just got a call the following morning that have I been trying a transaction? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, what? You know, because I already blocked. As soon as I realized, I mean, I couldn't find it, I just blocked the cards. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, so, but eventually, some transactions went through because immediately, because from the point I realized that, okay, I lost my wallet to, it's because I was still searching the card just to be sure, you know, it had done some transactions. Eventually, I mean, I got refunded and all, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's not a total loss, right? If you eventually find that out. But this is actually quite surprising to me, like a couple of, like, at arm's length. And you didn't,
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Of course,
I mean, that technology is very, you get sharp, money back,
but just imagine,
like, technology is very sharp. I mean,
they must have tweaked it or something, like, guys, and to make it that work, fast, yeah, what?
Man, like, that's crazy.
Like, my cards were in my wallet untouched, like, I hadn't even unzipped it to take it out, and he tapped. Without my consent.
And, well, that couldn't have been your watch anyway, because you'd have to pull your watch. Wow, that's some crazy movement. Wow.
So, guys,
wow.
Bottom line is, I'm just sharing my experience so you could be careful out there. You never know. There are crazy people out there, you know? Please, like, there are hackers. There are so many people. Like, if you get strange phone calls, strange numbers, because I've been getting a lot of that lately, where you just get messages where they're like, Your TD Bank account is, I don't even have a TD account, or where they say your Amazon Prime, da 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 da, click on the link to da da da,
or Netflix.
Or they say why to respond for yes, or da 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 da, or they just say, somebody will just randomly send you a message saying, I just interact you, please confirm. So, guys, just be careful. Like, I'm like when I see all those things, I'm like, hell no, you can't even scam me.
Exactly.
Scam me.
you will try.
And
just wait till tax season. Yeah, it's usually worse in tax season. Oh, you know, like, too many tax scams. They'll tell you, you have a credit balance, blah blah blah. You need to claim this. You need to claim that. There's a claim. Like, it's usually more intense when it comes to tax season. So, I mean, guys, I think we should all just be very wary. And I think ultimately, one of the things I usually say when it comes to scams is, I mean, don't be, is when you're not content or you feel you're going to outsmart the other person, right? Just when something that is not yours is not yours, right? Don't. And if you then feel that probably is a legitimate claim, do a background check, right? Try to phone the company, right? Confirm, you know, make your own calls and, you know, a verification. So if you get an SMS or whatever, an email, right, call the bank itself. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You got this. Call them. They have an official line. They have an official email address. Yes. Reach out to them. You get and confirm and double check any information you get. Because, I mean, it's crazy out there, man. Like, it's people out there. Like,
it is. So, it's really crazy. And don't click on any link via email sent to you. So be super careful. Don't click on unnecessary links. If you receive text messages, just delete them. Don't bother. And if you receive crazy phone calls where they just call you randomly to say there's something in your vent, they want to help you clean your vent. The guy was speaking English properly. Even the text message, you will see some spelling of some words. You're like, is this a Yoruba person or what?
I agree. Yeah. So for me, I mean, that's even the very first thing, right? When you send me an email and, I mean, so many errors, like, I know, like, oh, this one, like, if I'm like, come on, you can do better. Like, do you think, like, this is just quite lame, you know? So, yeah, I agree. And, yeah, so did you eventually ask this guy why he did that? I mean, what was your reaction?
What did you do? What did you do? Why did you do that?
Okay,
he was quickly giving me my pizza. He was like, there's money in that card, right? That's the most important thing. I'm like, no, you shouldn't say that.
What?
He was like, there's money in the card, right? That's the most important thing.
Are you kidding me?
One of my cards, and that was it. But what he planned to do was to do that. He thought I wouldn't hear the beep, and then he'll act like there's something wrong with the POS, then probably tear that receipt and tell me to then put my card. So I will make a double payment for it.
No, you're very cute. Like, if you try that with me, so you know a lot of people, you know, like, I usually say this a lot, yeah, like, you know, and you know, sometimes facial expressions or facial people's faces or appearances could be deceiving. Like, you know, like you said, now you know, you may look at me and you think, oh, this guy's a geek. You know, like, oh, this guy's
No, that's just for you wearing glasses, but that doesn't mean you're not, you're mean. Samuel is mean.
What I would do, the guy, so for starters, you know, like I'm a CPA, like I'm a finance guy, like I would you know, like the way I would change it for the guy, like I'll bring out proper street for the guy, you know.
We've dwelt too much on this, Samuel. What do you have for us? Let's move past.
The interesting piece from Twitter. So this guy says, unpopular opinion. It's the father you should give the envelope of money when visiting a couple who just had a baby, not the mother. So again, I'll read again.
Okay. He says,
unpopular opinion. So I think the guy already knows it's not popular. Yeah, he was like, unpopular opinion. It's the father you should give the envelope of money when visiting a couple who just had a baby, not the mother. So, Onyi, I know you already have your bias. So what do you think? You know?
Please, I'm trying to be calm this year. What do you mean? Do you know what it takes to have a baby? Do you know what it takes? Why would you? Well, I don't know. It depends, right? Who's the money for, first off? Who's the money for the baby?
The mother.
Yes, well, it depends. Well, it depends on the situation of things, because as a couple, I want to believe they will probably have discussed what, you know, any money given to them will be used for. So some people go like to open accounts for the children, set up funds, you know, so many different things like that they do for the kids. However, sometimes, like me personally, I would like to collect my of course I would do open the accounts, do other things, but I prefer to take the money, give it to the wife, not the husband. It doesn't mean just like a take, or I don't know, some men will actually give it to the wives and say, oh, take. So this person said, well, it depends, actually, honestly speaking, it depends. If you, I don't think it's a big deal how we're even seeing it. It's actually not a big deal, because at the end of the day, the husband will probably tell the wife and say, oh, this person dropped this off, or this. It depends on how you see it.
I think it's family, as I mean, how they know, deal with it. Some they just open an account for the, I'll put in the child's account or open one, you know. I mean, whatever rocks your boat, but I can understand.
But if you're not opening an account and you just say, I think the appropriate thing to do is you just hand it over to the woman, just for your hard work. I mean, 9 whole months and then popping out like a baby, a whole full human being. Come on, there's so much that goes into that,
But the man also carries that all his life.
He carries it all his life, but it's nothing like carrying a baby for 9 months, eating all sorts of stuff, pushing out the baby. You know what it entails? It's exhausting.
I agree. No, that's one insane task that women have to do, man. So I mean, for me, it's not like they can have the money. It's not a problem. That's list of
actually, mine. It's not. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the couple and how they, you know, how they are. To some people, it's really not a big deal, honestly. It's not.
Like myself, you know.
I don't know about you. Do you have kids?
No, I don't. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
What is it like yourself?
We'll give you the money now.
Are you expecting?
We'll give you the money.
Are you expecting? Should we get ready to start sending you envelopes or what? Anyway, guys.
Oh, my goodness. So, honestly, the envelopes will not do the type of money I want. Yes.
How do you know? What is some nice... So, if I give you a blank check, then I'm like, here you go. It won't be nice.
My goodness.
Anyway. So, guys, I have another one for you. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was planning to do something else, but I just remembered this one that I came across this week on the online space. So, asking a lady, can I kiss you, is more romantic than doing it straight up. Samuel, take it away. What's your opinion?
Is it better to
ask a lady, is it more romantic to say, can I kiss you, before kissing the lady, or just going straight up?
I don't think I agree. I think I'm the going straight up kind of guy. I think, so it depends on the context and the situation. Yeah, I think it's very situational. Like, you know, it's like when you get the vibe, it's a vibe kind of thing. Yeah, you just so the way you remember that your pizza story, yeah, you and the pizza guy were at arm's length at some point, yeah, then you draw closer to maybe elbow length, right? Then you draw closer again to maybe finger length, right? You keep drawing closer.
Hey, what are you drawing closer to do? Biko, explain. What are you drawing closer to do?
Anyway, so but I think it's more, I think I love the spontaneity about it. Not so, like, I think it loses that, and like, it's when you just can I kiss you, you know, like
so I understand. So I think it's a personality thing, one. Two, I think it depends on the situation, the connection, and exactly. The context in which it is being used. I personally see both as romantic. Like, I see it, in fact, I see it as really sexy, because it depends on the situation, depends on where you are. Some people like to hear stuff. Do you know that? Some people get it's just nice when they hear stuff. So like, when you come, like, maybe you guys have just been playing or just being and laughing and having a conversation, it's really funny, or it could be anything, it could be anything, the vibe, or you guys are really close to each other, you know, head, you know, we are almost butting heads, and of course, you know, you want to kiss that person, you're holding the person's hand. And don't you watch movies? Come on, don't you watch movies? Where the guys that I can't,
so
kiss
the
you?
Movies that
no,
I watch,
no,
yeah, they don't
can
ask.
I kiss
actually,
you?
They don't ask, like, I think it then takes away the.
No, no, yeah, that's why you're wrong. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That's why you're wrong. So it doesn't happen all the time. It's not like all the time you want to kiss you, like, can I kiss you? Can I
okay,
kiss
quick
you?
Question.
It depends
quick
on
question.
What must have so, happened, like the connection.
So, out of 10 times, how many times would you prefer the question?
So, no. So that's what I'm saying, that it's not like a question that you just throw, like, can I kiss? Just like saying, can I kiss you? Can I touch you? Can I? Mm-mm. So there are different, it depends on what is happening around.
Okay, like, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. That there are some situations, like, whereby it may be more appropriate to ask.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's not like you just go about asking, oh, can I kiss you? Can I? No. And again, in fact, the voice you even use, sexy voice, you could tell that there's a crazy ass connection, like, going on, that even the can I kiss you question will also be like a turn on or something like that. So I think both of them are.
Oh,
you have a problem, this guy. Every time I try
you're
to
always, you're always the way you're always so passionate about all these matters. And like, it just.
No, I'm just.
You see, guys, you remember earlier? She said that was not what she wanted to talk about. She just remembered that this topic, like it always drives.
No, I just. No. I just saw it. I'm like, oh, guys, I really wanted to talk about this. I forgot.
I know.
You know what? At the end of the day, they're both romantic gestures. I'm not saying go about start asking ladies, can I kiss you? Can I kiss you? But you see, there's some settings that you guys are so close, you know.
But you together. Receive. Hot slap.
No, you can't. And besides, except you are not someone who's sensitive, you will know. You will know when a woman wants you. Like, you will know when you can
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
You will know. As in both ways, you can tell that.
Exactly. So that's
kissed.
Why I think, like, when you already know, right? So, yeah, it's just best to maybe spontaneous about it instead of asking. I think it just loses that sense.
Yeah, but that's what I'm also saying, that that's what you think. Like, you saying, can I kiss you? It depends on the context. What they've spoken about before, what they've joked about. You don't know the context of the conversations they must have had, you know. So it could be like an inside joke, one. It could be just something that they must have talked about before that was just fun. Or maybe it depends on the intensity of the situation. Maybe it's really intense and they really want each other. Please don't you guys watch movies. I'm just, before I'll be going deep into that, you guys, and Simon will come for me. I'm just saying that, no, guys, okay. Trust me when
regardless
I say this. Trust me when I say this, that both options are very super sexy and they're really nice. So now let's move on. Over to you, Samuel.
You will know for sure. All right. Yeah.
Take over, please.
A bit of sad news. Usain Bolt's, I don't know if you heard this, Usain Bolt's account was hacked, you know, and he lost $12 million to hackers.
What?
So for real? Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, the account was part of Bolt's retirement and lifetime savings, you know. And so his lawyer said they'll be going to court, that they're ready to file a lawsuit, you know, to make it possible to recover the lost money that mysteriously disappeared from Bolt's accounts. I mean, so this is just to back up what you said about, I mean, fraud and, I mean, everything going on right now. Because I think generally it's a part of a time of the year where, I mean, because a lot of people, either because they've spent so much money during the holidays, you know, and they're trying to recoup or whatever, you know, so it's usual to hear so many stories at this time of the year, Q1 is usually, I mean, very, very fraught with a lot of fraudulent activity. So guys, just stay safe, stay careful, and
That's really sad. I mean, $12 million is a lot of money. It's a life-changing amount of money for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people are going to be in trouble for that. First of all, the bank account officer, so many people are going to be in trouble for that.
So just crazy, man, crazy. So yeah, that's it from me on this week.
Yeah, that's it from us on training this week. But before we go, actually, I know we planted on the ground off on this, but I just saw something. I couldn't help myself.
Okay,
so I have to ask you this question. Meaning, you're gonna have to ask me one more if you have any stuff. So, just trying to say is, I just saw something where somebody was asking, would you ignore someone on their birthday just because they ignored you on yours?
No. Short answer. No.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Are you sure that you like do me? I do you.
No, come on, no. I don't like this, and I think at some point.
Please, excuse me, guys. You like doing me? I do.
No, Samuel, I don't know. I'm an easy loving guy. Easy going,
guys. Let me tell you, he will wait for you, and then he will now do it. Either he will do something, if you do something to Samuel, he'll do his own back, but he won't say that's what he's doing back. Or trust me, he'll and then if you now try to, that he'll wait for you, as in God help you. If you now ask and try to fight him, he will now remind you. He said, haven't you said it before? I'm just using your own words, I'm giving you a taste of your own medicine. Guys, they don't let you come and form any what are you doing? Don't come and put any nonsense for me here.
I don't know why it just gives you joy.
It doesn't give me joy. It's the truth. Own up to what you do. Own up to what you do.
More. I don't know why. I don't know how.
Own up to what you do.
Come on. Don't
anyway,
do
guys.
You know, so but, don't mind answer, I wouldn't.
What?
I wouldn't. I mean, like, ignore. I mean, because you're not my birthday. And for the record, my birthday is coming soon. But I wouldn't. Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, life happens, to be honest. Like, sometimes you can be really busy, you know, and I mean, I'm speaking from experience, right? Because sometimes you may just forget, like, okay, well, you need to reach out to some. So, and again, sometimes, again, it depends on where. It could be a time zone issue, right? You know, sometimes, like, I have friends in Nigeria where I want to reach out to them. So when I then think, okay, so most times, more often than not, what I then usually do is I reach out to them, like, the night before, like Canadian time, where at that point it's already morning in Nigeria. Otherwise, because by the time I wake up, get up, you know, do my morning activities and everything, like, it's already far gone in Nigeria, you know, time, right? So yeah, it could be a lot of reasons. So I would not then say because someone ignored me, again, as I said, because of time difference, you know, that's a major one. So I wouldn't say someone ignored me, then I would ignore them. No, that's not necessary. No, that's only type of that's what you would do.
Look at this one. Okay, so it might not be in this context, guys, that he will do that, but Sam always does do that. So watch out for him. If you offend him, get ready. Yes, he doesn't forget, and then he'll now use style to remind you. But
if you listen,
JB, we are not be so you
if,
do
guys, if you're attentive,
guys, please own it.
Recant all our words. Like,
no,
says,
because
all negative impressions she makes about me.
What negative
at
impression?
Point,
I'm just telling the
at
truth.
At some point,
own up to it. Own your truth, Samuel. Okay. Own your truth.
Okay. Anyway, so guys, now it's
me,
not this one.
Let me explain. For me, because of the kind of person I am, if it's someone I care about that ignores me on my birthday, and I know that it's intentional, I will ignore the person back on their birthday. Call me petty. Call me what is not. Because just the human element.
How would you know it was intentional? How would you know it was intentional?
Okay, let me give you an example.
Okay,
this time and I have a fight, right? I'm intentionally using him as an example. So if we have a fight and he doesn't, just to spite me, he doesn't, you know, wish me happy birthday, which is a very important day in my life. And he doesn't wish me happy birthday. He doesn't say anything, you know. Me too, on his own birthday, I won't wish him happy birthday now.
Yeah, but really, I don't know.
But
why.
That's me being intentional not to wish you happy birthday. But generally speaking, if it's whatever the case may be, because I know there are people that actually do not, you know, people forget, people don't remember. There's so many things that goes on.
And you won't be able to tell for sure unless you ask, right?
Excuse me. That's why I said it. It depends on the person. And what, like, someone's my really good friend. Like, we go way back. He knows my birthday. I know his. If he forgets my birthday or we fight and he doesn't, because of maybe the fight is really heated and he intentionally doesn't call me on my birthday, I will call him. Leave matter for Matthias. I won't call him. That's what I'm telling you.
I'll tell you better to forget your birthday this coming one year. So this year I would forget your birthday.
I know you won't. But I know that if I forget his birthday,
goodness. Wait, guys, don't worry. I won't say about this anymore. No.
Anyway, guys, let's not take much of your time again. We hope you enjoyed this segment as much as we did. We really had fun doing this. Don't take time and I seriously, we always come for each other. That's the whole idea of this. So sit down, relax. In Samuel's words, do not talk without
them.
Sure. Don't talk it because when we come back, we have more interesting stuff in store for you. You're right. Listening to
Alien Radio.
You got it.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment on Alien Radio. it's time where we then go into the topic for today. Are you guys ready?
Yep, we're ready to get candid.
Okay, let's get candid. So guys, this week's topic is what does taking a break mean in a relationship? Again, what does taking a break mean in a relationship? Now, this is very interesting, to be honest, because I think I have very strong opinions about this. So, Bowen, I'll let you go first. You know, Trevor is not dead. Ladies first, let's go.
Okay, I'm just going to keep it simple. So, taking a break in a relationship.
Sounds like something you would do, by the way.
Taking a break.
Sounds like you.
No, I don't think so. But okay. Taking a break in a relationship, what does this mean? It depends on how you want to see it or...
So if I tell you, Onye, let's take a break, what does it mean to you?
Okay, so if you tell me, Onye, let's take a break, that means let's take time out to both, you know, let's both have me time. Let's go and for clarity, you know, to reevaluate.
Okay, let me allow you.
Wait. We about to say something. What? That's what taking a break means. It means, look, maybe we're arguing too much, we're going through a lot, let's take a break. Like, I need time to, you know, clear my head.
Indeed.
I need time to reevaluate myself to understand this is what I really want.
We're
headed, if it's gonna work out for both of us. Taking a break is a good thing sometimes, depending on the situation of things, right? You just get to think about a lot of things. Reminisce, reevaluate, think if that's the right person for you. Think of what issues that are like going on in the relationship and if you're willing to resolve them, if you see a future with a person. So taking a break means a lot of things. A break can be 1 month, it could be 6 months, but as long as you're taking a break to understand next steps in that relationship, I think that's what taking a break basically is. However, some people misinterpret what taking a break is and use it as an avenue to misbehave, right?
Okay. Don't say you use it as an avenue. Don't do that.
What do you mean? This is my opinion, Oga. It's not my opinion. You have your own opinion. You share your own opinion.
I told you I have strong opinions about this.
I respect that you have strong opinions.
I would allow you to finish.
But this is my opinion, and I agree.
That, I'm only saying in polite terms that your opinion is bollocks. Simple.
And I'm answering you and saying in polite terms that my opinion is not bollocks. It's actually important to me. So you can think whatever you want to think. It's still my opinion. So what I'm trying to say is it depends on the situation of things, right? Taking a break, like I said, is, you know, time to understand yourself,
what re-examine.
You want. Reevaluate the situation, if it's something that's favoring you or not, if you see a future with a person. And, you know, but some people use taking a break as an avenue to also misbehave. And when I say that, that's why before taking a break is actually very essential. It's very important to know, to ask questions, right? If it's just not a complete breakup, right? Taking a break is different from a breakup. So please understand, guys, taking a break is different from a breakup. So if you're saying you're breaking up, that you don't, it's a different thing. But if you're asking for a break, you're saying I need time out to think. So if you're then asking for that, you're saying, oh, I need time out to think, I think the best thing to do is probably set a realistic, like, maybe time frame to say, okay, because your partner will definitely ask you, okay, how long do you need to think? Or the person who is initiating the breakup will say,
you see, breakup, you said, not break.
The break, sorry. Sorry,
because
guys,
it feels
break.
Like a breakup, by the way.
No. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I understand you. Like, it's my opinion. But there are other people that see it differently.
I agree.
But let me finish. So like I said, you could set a realistic time frame and say, okay, let's get back within 1 month or 2 months to see where we're headed. Let's see if we've grown. Let's see if we've, you know, taken time to understand some certain things. It's always better not to, you know, be in contact with the person because you're taking a break, right? You're taking a breather. And most times it depends on the reason for the break. It could be school, it could be work, it could be stress, it could be anything around you. It's also good to maintain boundaries during that period, so that, you know, you can have clarification of what it is that you really want, and there's nothing interrupting. Because if you and the person still keep contacting each other, you might not know where you're headed. And give yourself time, just stay positive. But you know that there are some people that see it as different. Like, some people believe that, I mean, what are you taking a break for? So some people believe that when a partner requests for a break, it's just like an indirect way of saying we're done.
Like myself. See, you just took the words out
of my mouth. So that's why I'm going there, because I'm because this is where I'm sticking in Samuel's language. It feels like, because some people feel like, how can you take a break from loving someone?
Don't discuss my point for me.
I'm expressing both ways. This is like I'm saying, this is my opinion, but there are also other people who like belong to different schools of thought,
right,
where they believe I mean, why saying you want a break is like saying we're done. Some people believe that, you know, do people take breaks from loving someone? So it's just like you saying, for some people, their point of view is like, it's just like you saying, okay, let me love you from now till March, and then let me take a break from loving you April, May, June, then come back again, start loving you July, August, September, if it's possible, right? But so some people will totally disagree with me and my line of thought, saying that taking a break means you're just taking time to, you know, reevaluate things. Some people feel once you initiate a break, it's like it's going downhill. That's another indirect way of saying we're done. But that's not the case, because there are many situations where couples have taken a break, you know, and have come back. They have talked, they have grown, they have worked through it, and, you know, they see a future with each other. So it depends, basically. But for me, if you ask for my own point of view, taking a break doesn't necessarily mean we're breaking up. Taking a break means let me go and take time out. Let me see how I can be a better version of myself for you. Let me go and think of all the issues we have, if there are things we can overcome, and then we can now come back maybe in a month or two to discuss if we want to, you know, proceed as a couple, if this is a barrier that we can, or a hurdle we can cross together.
Okay, are you done?
Done. I'm waiting for your opinion again.
Okay. No. It's not. You already took it out.
Because because the way you're so passionate about.
No, you already took it out of my mouth. I'm not ready to fight. Come on, what are you saying?
Okay, good. Okay, I'm listening.
So mine is simple, right? And I think it's indeed a very polite way, right, to break up a relationship. When you tell me, "Oh, let's take a break," I wouldn't process it any other way. Like, straight up, it's like moving from A to Z. Like, because for me, there's no in betweens with me. Yeah, like, it's either we're here or we're there, right? There's no in between, standing on the fence. Okay, we're not sure. No, not dilly dallying. So we need to know what we're doing. Yeah, so if you tell me you want a break, right, first, you're an adult. I believe you've processed it, you've thought about it, and you felt, right, you needed a break to decide or to actually figure out what you need to figure out, right, without me in the picture, then it's you telling me we're done. Simple. Like, that's it. And I'll tell you why.
That's your interpretation of it.
That is
that doesn't make it right,
though. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying, when you said your opinion, you didn't say it was right. You said it was your opinion. Now I'm saying,
yeah, like, that's my opinion.
No. I'm saying it's also my opinion.
I never said it was right.
I said in my brain, I would process it.
Only. Yes.
Listen
yes,
to
yes,
me.
Yes,
I said my brain will process it. Is my brain someone else's brain? I said my brain will process this as a breakup. That's it. Now, I'll explain to you why. Now, so a couple of reasons. For one, I believe, so first, because this is my personal approach, right? I believe if there's an issue, right, you should work on the issue and resolve it. Like, I'm a problem-solving type of guy. Not like, if there's an issue, let's discuss it. What's the issue? What are your concerns? Right? So, if we're then in a relationship, of course you would know I'm that type of person, right? Like, I love to solve problems, not run away from problems. So if you believe, right, there's a problem, and you know Sam is that type of person that likes to solve a problem, and you feel you need to solve that problem without me in the picture, right, then I don't believe you want us to solve that problem. Right, I don't believe you want it to be solved, because personally, by nature, I'm always open to solve a problem. If you tell me your concerns, I'm like, oh, okay, this area, I think I agree, right? And again, anyone knows me, like, I'm always very fair. Like, only that much would agree on. I mean, regardless of whatever bias you have against me, I'm sure you would agree that I'm always fair. So, like, if you tell me, oh, you've noticed, okay, I do this, and I mean, you've told me repeatedly you do not like it, like, I'll take my L, like, humbly and honorably. I wouldn't, like, if I see I'm truly at fault, like, I wouldn't, you know, pick her, or like, I'll take it, like, oh, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, oh, so maybe something like, oh, yeah, I'm actually working on this. It's just a huge challenge for me because I see it this way and it's totally different from the way you say it, right? So I would agree. I wouldn't, like, you know, push it or anything.
Okay.
Right. So, and then we'll then come up with recommendations. How would then cross it together? Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's important for us to understand that usually these are two fundamentally different people. More often than not, yeah. Like when you come into a relationship, either maybe by tribe, by race, by whatever. I mean, there's an original barrier. I mean, already between you guys, you know, like the way you were brought up, you know, could be religion, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's expected for you to have differences, right? It's how you then, you know, go about the differences. So if you feel, again, I said, if you feel after processing it, you come to me and tell me, Sam, I think we need to take a break. My dear, just take the break and go to your... Just go. Go. Don't. Just go. You know, don't. See, as soon as you're finishing it, just... Okay. And in fact, I'll just say, yes, it's break time, baby. Let's go. Like this. So,
it's break time.
So when you said that people use it as an avenue to do... No. That break is just you being polite. That's how I see it. Like, is you just saying... You know,
so you're saying that you're taking a break is the polite way of breaking up with someone.
Exactly. Because I feel if you want that issue resolved, mm-hmm. whatever you feel made you think a break was necessary, right? If you feel you want that issue resolved, you would address it with the individual in question. You don't say you want to take a break because you feel you need to grow. You need
the
to.
The thing is, I'm sure there must be two happy people cannot ask for a break. I mean, if someone is happy, the person won't ask for a break. So I'm sure for the person to ask for a break, or what must have led to the person asking for a break, must be something that they as a couple must have discussed. I don't know. Like, we can't speak on behalf of other people's relationships, so we wouldn't know. But based on my understanding, it should be something that must have happened more than once for the person to then conclude that, you know what, this person, like, we need a break, or we want to, like, we're talking about break now, not break up, like, we need a break.
Yeah,
so which is different.
I'm sure that
I understand that. Like I said, I understand your opinion, and I also understand, like, my mm-hmm. opinion.
Yeah, right.
We don't. So I believe it depends on how people see it, like how you understand it, and to you mm-hmm. how you understand it would be the best, you know, way to handle that situation. And to me, how I understand it would be the best way to handle that situation. Mm-hmm. So I want to believe that for someone to ask for a break, it's not just maybe something must have happened out of the blues. Because at the end of the day, the person's happy, they wouldn't be asking for a break.
I agree. Again, as I said, in life, there would always be differences. We would always have differences. So don't see, when people say these things, right, it makes me like grow up. There will be differences. Come on, as I said, even right before you step into that relationship, you already have certain barriers,
yeah,
you know, certain differences, like mm-hmm. like innate differences in personality, in diff, like they're there.
Yes, they are lifestyle there, we can't different tell things. People we also understand, have to understand that we can't tell people how to handle situations, how to feel, how to express themselves.
Of course, it's whatever works for someone. That's what I'm also saying. I agree.
If a person's relationship and it's affecting the person's mental health, or it's not working out, of course the person has every right 100% to ask for a break.
Which is why I'm doing you even one better. I'm giving you that break. So I'm saying, you don't even take the break. I will give you proper extension. Like, it's break you want, I'll give you vacation. Take the whole vacation. Go. You get so personally. No jokes. Because see, I'm just too good a guy for you to keep me in limbo. Like, come on. Like, what are you telling me? A break? No. So if you feel you want a break, right? Again, as I said, I agree. I can't tell you how you deal with things, right? Mm-hmm. Same way you can't tell me how you interpret things, right? So I wouldn't even argue. I was just like, okay, you want a break? Just shake hands, by all means. Bam!
them disappear. We move.
It's a deal. We move. So, but don't tell me. Don't tell me that. Oh, but it was a break. I didn't say we were done. Nah, babe. No. Don't do that. No. So the same way, I would also tell you at that point. I would tell you no. So you see, the way you interpreted it and you felt you needed a break. The same way I interpreted it. And so we would always take our stance and say that's how I see.
You guys, you hear?
Yeah. So
you hear that?
Yeah. So. So public service announcement. Don't come to me and tell me you want a break. Like once you tell me you want a break, no, we're done. Simple. Yeah. That's so,
I mean, Sam's partner out there, if you're listening, this is what she's telling you. So if you make a mistake and ask for a break, he's gonna chase you, pack your things and throw it out there. So don't ask Sam for a break. Guys should go for counseling. So Sam's partner, shout out to you. Oh, you're dealing with it.
No. Because really, like,
enjoy. So don't ask. Marriage,
what would you run to?
Huh?
If you were in a marriage, where would you run to?
That being married is different from just being in a relationship. Being that's why it's better to evaluate things, take time out to understand certain things before you now jump into marriage with a person. To me, in all honesty, it's just there's absolutely nothing wrong in taking a break. Like I said, it depends on the context, depends on the situation of things, right? It depends. Samuel, we're taking a break has also led to the betterment of that relationship.
I agree.
So what are you saying? So let's not just look at the negative side of it. What about the positive side of it?
That relationship did not have Sam in it. Simple. Because I believe
nobody cares about me, Sam. Who cares about you?
Hold on now. We're talking about our personal experiences in this matter. Yeah. So I'm saying. Because it has to come to bear here. There's no way. Like I would say it the way I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying. Yes, it may have worked because I was not there. Because if I were in that relationship, I would have made it work. If we wanted it to work, that's what I'm saying. Because
yeah, that is Sam.
If I truly, that's what I'm saying, and I'm saying it from Sam's perspective that Sam will take a break as being a break.
Exactly. You
know
what I mean?
So because if Sam were there, that person would know. Sam would put his 100% into that relationship for it to work. So if you feel yes, because I would want to make you work. If I really wanted to work, I would want to make it work. So if you feel my efforts and energy are not like good enough to make you work, that means you've then decided that yes, you don't actually want to work, you just don't. Simple. So because anyone who knows me up to the point that we were in a relationship would know I would put my 100 into it, right? Unless I'm not interested. If I'm interested, I'll put my 100 into it. And if I were to put my 100 into it and you then decide that you still want to take a break when you know I would probably want to us to solve that problem, then, my dear, you know, go to Bali and go for a vacation and let's know we're done, you know?
So, guys, according to Sam, it is what it is. If you ask for a break, it's like I said, Sam's partner out there, I hope you're listening. No, I hope your partner listens to this so you can learn the thing.
Oh, yeah, you can
learn a thing or two that if you ask Sam for a break, oh, boy. Have you heard this song by Pokoli? Otilo. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. I really enjoy talking about it. It's a fun topic. I mean, if we talk about it from now to, it's very debatable.
I agree.
And
I hope I changed your mind because you are the break that type of person. I hope I.
What'd you say?
I said I hope I changed your mind in one. I mean, in some way, because I know you are the break type of person. Like, let's take a break. Let's see. Let's just take a break, please. Not really.
I think I'd rather just ask for a breakup if it's too stressful for me or if I mean. If it's too stressful for me, I'll just rather ask for a breakup. But one thing is,
women do that when they want to eat their cake and have it. That's what they do. Then they just want to have, like, okay, the guy's still there, like, okay, just in case, you know, that sort of thing. And you don't put me in limbo.
Nah, I don't think so. Like I said, it depends on the situation. That's just your opinion and the way you see it. But not everyone sees it like that. But at the end of the day, everyone's opinion should be respected. Just do what works for you.
Absolutely.
I'm very much in, like, I like, so like I said, this is very debatable and also relatable because I have seen several like relationships that have also taken a break and they've come back to say, okay, you know what, we want to make this work, this is what we're going to do going forward, I'm willing to try, I'm willing to do this. So taking a break doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go and do shino or, you know, going to go and misbehave in some situations. It's about going to think of how you can make yourself, especially if you love your partner, how you can better yourself for your partner. and, you know, come back and say, okay, this is what I want to do. How are we going to do this and work towards it as a team? So sometimes you just need time to clear your head. It depends on the situation at hand.
Yeah,
and what's going, the circumstance, what's going on around in your environment. Too many things can also affect that. Right?
And I also believe that sometimes it's, to clear your head, it's so good to have other women in your life. So that might also clear your head. And that might also make you come to the realization that you actually want that person. So yeah, I'm fine with this. So when you tell me that, right, I clear my head with other women. Simple.
Clear your head with other women. I mean, whatever works for you, like I said, it's going to other like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 women is going to solve your issue or, you know, boost yourself.
I was not the one that had the issue, right? Someone said there was an issue, and the person said there was an issue and was not willing for us to work with it on the issue together, right? And the person believed a break would be best, you know. So,
do you know, sometimes you have to be patient when handling things. Not everything, not everything is gra-gra style. Not everything is military style or whatnot, you know. Sometimes be calm, you get more results when you're calm.
I agree. And sometimes some things are
gra-gra. You must always have a defense mechanism. When you say your own, oh yeah. Say your own. I told you guys, yeah, prove to me that what I said is right about.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. No, come on, drop
prove
it.
To me. I told you guys, that partner, go hear him. Anyway, don't forget, guys, there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Absolutely, guys. And remember, keep the conversation going, please. Let us know. I really want to know, because as I said, I have strong opinions about this, right? So come to the comment section. I would always reply you. On this one, you would see
this one.
I really want to know why. And this goes both ways, yeah, for the guys, for the ladies. You know, let us know. Like for ladies, or guys, right? Whenever you say you want a break, right? What does that really mean? Like deep down in your mind, what do you really think? Do you actually want to solve that problem, right? Do you actually want just to take a step back, reevaluate, and come back to solve it better? Or is just a case of not too sure, but not to lose this guy, let us just keep him in limbo, that sort of thing? How does it work for you?
It might not be keeping the guy in limbo. It might be that, you know,
we know that is why we're asking them to let us
but guys,
why are you
let us know. But we're talking about breakup. I mean, we're talking about breaks, guys, not breakup. So please let us know.
Come to the comment section, drop us a DM at Ellen Radio, right? You already know on Instagram, or send us an email at helloellenradio@yahoo.com. We would love to hear your opinions, guys. Like, reach out to us. I really, really want to know. This one I want to know. So how would you perceive someone telling you they want a break? You know, let us know, please. You know, so again, we hope you enjoy this topic. Again, as you can tell, I'm very passionate about this one, because I don't like people just messing with people. Yeah, so like, if you really believe you want to solve the problem, yeah, let's put us together and let us solve it. So please let us know. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, this is Sam. Thank you so much, and I'm signing out.
Bye.
Seems like it was yesterday when I saw your face. You told me how proud you were, but I walked away. If only I knew what I know today. Ooh. I would hold you in my arms, I would take the pain away. But I won't admit, sometimes I just wanna hide, 'cause it's you I miss. And it's so hard to say goodbye when it comes to this. Ooh. just couldn't do. And I've had